The Mean Gene Show on iHeartRadio. You can also listen on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. The Mean Gene Show airs weekly on iHeartRadio with guest professional athletes, national sports writers, and much more. We discuss the latest in the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, and more. Here's your host, Mean Gene.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show once again. We're broadcasting, podcasting live at 4455 Paradise Road. If you don't know that address by now, come on. How many times have I said it? We are at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, and I can't wait to talk about what we have in store this weekend on the Mean Gene Show. The Sports Kings and the picks are in. We're doing it again as we do every other weekend here in Las Vegas. The show is brought to you by Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Okay, it's the newest spot on the block. You got to get down here and check. It's off the block, but you got to come down here and check it out, folks. So this is what we're going to do. I have a special guest that's joining me here. As a matter of fact, he demanded to be on this show today. Ooh. And what could I say?
Ooh,
I'm never going to say no to the CEO, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, Richard Boz Bosworth. What's up, Boz?
Mean Gene. Great to be here. I kind of did demand. I kind of threw myself onto your show today. You know that? I hope that's okay.
You could pick any of the shows you want to throw yourself onto. You are always welcome.
Well, thank you for that. But, I mean, there's so much to talk about.
Yes.
There's so much to talk about in the world of sports and, you know, and Vegas sports and, you know, I mean, Aces winning the championship this week.
Can we start with them?
Let's start with them.
Okay. You know what, Boz? And I'm going to be honest with you. Nothing against Becky Hammon. And I know Becky Hammon was the most qualified person to do the job. Yep. I actually thought she was going to get an NBA head coaching job.
She could have.
She could have. But I was so... me and Bill Laimbeer had built this relationship. Because you remember the old mean Bill Laimbeer?
I do.
And Bill, once he got into coaching women's basketball, you know, and I got a chance to talk with him, he was just so cool and calm. And I just
no chairs were getting thrown.
No chairs were getting thrown. But I didn't see that, you know, his leaving, you know, I didn't see that coming. But he really built this team. And of course, he left it in good hands with Becky Hammon, who, oh my goodness, what a bunch of firsts. First time head coach, and she wins a championship in her first season.
You know, that's what Vegas is all about. Vegas sports, look with the Knights, right?
In exactly.
2018, 2017, 2018, their inaugural season. First season, go to the Stanley Cup championship. And, you know, I mean, amazing, right? What a run they had as well.
It was amazing.
It happens in Vegas.
This team, though, oh my goodness. And I get off the plane and I get to the airport and I get this magazine that I'm like, okay, I got to read this. Unfortunately, and I will admit, and I hate it, I didn't get to see the championship game. I didn't want them to come back here for game five.
Nope.
Because I was stuck on doing some NFL work. And it was just, oh my goodness. They were, in my opinion, I thought overmatched by Connecticut. But man, when you get Kelsey Plum, you get Aja Wilson and Chelsea Gray and the coach, what an awesome team. What an awesome accomplishment.
You know, that's the beautiful thing about sports, right? And we could talk about that in any sports. You know, when a team comes together as part of a team, it evolves into something magical. Look at hockey, right? We've seen it in hockey. We've seen it in baseball year after year. We might see it in the postseason this year in baseball.
Yes.
But watching the Aces come together, as you talked about, on paper, a great team, but maybe not as strong as Connecticut on paper.
Yeah.
But here they are.
Champions.
You know, and you even look at the ownership, right? You got Mark Davis, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? I mean, he's just going back and forth. Which game do you go to? Do you go see the Raiders play? Or did you go to the Aces? And I actually think he did the right thing, go to see the Aces play.
You, Boz, and Mark Davis have so much in common. Because from what I've seen and know of you, and I've never met Mark Davis, but I know he believes in his staff, he believes in his people, and he is supportive, as you are with your folks here at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas.
You know, you should meet Mark Davis because, and thank you for that, because I think Mark's an amazing guy. He spends a lot of time here. Mm-hmm. You'll see him in Olive's Restaurant, you'll see him in One Steakhouse quite a bit. He comes in with the coaches, comes in with a number of the players in One Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. But Mark is a great guy. And, you know, look, last year there was a lot of controversy, as we know, with the Raiders, and he jumped on that.
Yeah.
And he jumped on that. Yeah. He had a very tough couple weeks last year. And he was at Olive's restaurant right after, and he called me over, and I sat down with him for a little bit. He goes, "Wow." He goes, "What a week and a lesson in crisis management." I said, "But you attacked it and you addressed it. You made the changes that you had to make change, and you did it without thinking. You did it quickly. You know, you did the right thing quickly." So,
yeah.
And I'm glad he went to see the Aces play.
Oh yeah, every game that I've attended over at where they play at the Ultra Light Stadium there, he has been there. Front row, always supportive. And then, you know what, some of the tough decisions like you have to make and Mark Davis has to make, how about deciding to pay Becky Hammon more money than any WNBA coach? I mean, she just, like, and it was well-deserved.
She earned it, right?
Yes, she did.
She earned it. So,
wow.
But it was great for the Aces. I think women's sports to me are in so many ways purer than men's sports, right? Mm-hmm. And watching women's basketball to me has always been so much fun, whether
absolutely.
It be on the collegiate level or on the professional level. And it's just, it was so good for the city and so good for Las Vegas.
I got to ask you about that. So what does a championship, a national or world championship, what has that done or what will that do for Las Vegas and the hospitality industry? And what will it do for Virgin Hotels Las Vegas?
So Vegas up until 2017 really didn't have professional sports as such, right? We had All-Star games here. This is a great place. I've always said Vegas is the best spot in the world to watch a Super Bowl if you're not going to be at the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
So it's always been a great sports viewing community, but it's never really had teams to call their own. But it's a great sports town. And we've talked about that, what a great sports town Vegas really is. It's incredibly important for Vegas to have professional sports teams to call their own.
Right.
The Raiders in town, the Knights, the Aces. Hopefully we'll get an NBA team. Hopefully we'll get an MLB team.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll grow because we are a major market. But, and again, I want to reiterate what I said. I think I may have talked to you on the last time we talked, which is we welcome the visiting teams.
Right.
And we welcome their fan base.
Right.
And when you go to Allegiant Stadium and you go to a Raiders game, I don't know the exact numbers, but it feels like half the stadium is filled with fans from opposing teams that are visiting Las Vegas. We're built on tourism. We're built on welcoming those guests to this town. This hotel and this resort is built on welcoming those guests into this town.
Absolutely. Folks, once again, we are at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, doing the Mean Gene Show as we do every other week. You got to come down there, 4455 Paradise Road, okay? Just write that down because it's so important. And I am talking with the CEO of Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, Richard Bosworth. So, hey, now, and I want to reiterate, we're brought to you by Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Come down here, folks. There's so much to do. I'm looking at these folks right here in front of me in the lobby. They're checking in. You see the excitement on their face. They are getting ready to have an experience that they don't even know about.
I think they're looking at you.
No, they get ready to have so much fun, they don't even know the type of fun they're getting ready to have here at this hotel.
There's a crew out there. I think we'd like to have some fun with too out there right now. So
I know it. And, folks, we also brought to you by Captain. And I hope that most of these folks got here by riding in one of those Captain limos. Transportation elevated, travel confidently in clean premium vehicles driven by trained professionals. The official transportation mode of the Mean Gene Show. Every time we come here, you know, I rode in one of those nice little Teslas the other day. You know how those things just kind of, it's just like I thought I was in a spaceship.
It does look like a spaceship.
Yeah,
right?
I know it.
Yeah.
So we got the WNBA who have landed. And they, look, it was so nice to see the crowds increase. So now we're getting ready. We're, maybe a couple of days away from the start of the NHL season. And I tell you what, this Golden Knights team is freaking hot.
They are. You know, it's interesting. When you go to a preseason game at the Knights, you would think it's the Stanley Cup championship. That's how committed the fan base is to the Golden Knights, and they stand behind them. Last year, a little bit of a rough year. Right, you know, you have some ups and downs. You know, there's a lot of turnover in the team, changing goalie. You know, which we had to work through.
Right, right.
But you know, also great ownership of the Las Vegas Knights with the Foley family and his team. But the Knights are a very exciting hockey team to watch. And if you ever go to a Knights game,
I haven't yet.
Oh, then we have to.
Yes, I want
you
to.
You have to.
Yes,
when you're here in October.
I will be.
Yeah. So, you know, here in October, we'll go to a Knights game. Because
okay.
when you... And again, I grew up in Madison Square Garden watching the Rangers. And okay. I lived in Boston at one point during the seeing the old...
With the Bruins?
With the Bruins. Okay. In the old Boston Garden on the, okay. that old...
that the parquet old
ice.
Floor.
That,
okay.
Yeah, that ice and that ice yes. was smaller, too. And the old parquet floor yes. for the Celtics.
Yes.
So, but when you come to the Knights game, it's a different level of energy than I've seen in any other NHL arena.
I hear that all the time. And what's unique about the Vegas Golden Knights is that, you know, unlike, well, we know that the Aces were once, I think, what, San Antonio or Tulsa. They've traveled a little bit and picked up different names. And then, of course, the Raiders, they have their base. But this was an expansion team, right?
That's right.
With no fans anywhere. They had to start from scratch.
Yeah, I mean, when the team was expanded, or when the league expanded and Vegas picked up the Knights and that NHL expansion, that very first year, that team that was put together, had a lot of accomplished hockey players, but maybe, you know, middle towards the second part of their career or second half of their career, and there was very low expectation level on the part of the NHL fan base. I don't want to say in Las Vegas, but in the NHL fan base, that this team could do anything, even come close to even getting to the playoffs in their last year, in the first year, no less going to the Stanley Cup championship in their normal year. And again, we've talked about this, you know, unfortunately, you know, there was a tragedy in Las Vegas here on the October 1st, awful shooting and shootings that took place, and the Knights lifted this community up, as you sometimes see sports do,
yes.
communities that face tragedies.
It really does. It really did, too, for Las Vegas. And, oh, my goodness, yeah, who can forget 1 October? But, yes, Boz, I definitely have to get down there and check out a Vegas Golden Knights game because I love the logo, the gear. I like it, even though, don't you tell anyone, I like the Kings.
It's okay. You're a Dodger fan, too. So
it's just something about Los Angeles. You know, the military got me out there, okay. and I just fell in love with these teams. So, okay, since we're going around the city, how about we go over to Allegiant Field? You okay with that? You want to take that trip over there?
I love Allegiant.
So the Raiders. Mm. The Raiders this Sunday are trying to avoid an 0-3 start. They, in my opinion, could be 2-0 right now.
They could be.
What's your take on the Raiders right now?
I got to tell you, you know what's really embarrassing? I was in the middle of so many things on Sunday. I walked away from the game when they were up, I think it was 23-7.
Oh, yes, they were.
And I didn't know they lost until after the game was over. And I just was rushing to do some things here professionally at the hotel that I had some responsibilities for. Mm-hmm. I wasn't walking past the TVs at the time because there's so many TVs here to watch sports.
Absolutely.
And I couldn't. And then when I sat down afterwards to watch on Sunday Night Football, mm-hmm. and I was mm-hmm. watching the halftime show, I'm like, that was so disappointing.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to tie this back up to gambling, to sports gambling a little bit, sports betting, which you know very well.
Okay.
When you see an ending of a game like that, the multiple fumbles, and just things that just, you know, like the year before in the playoffs, seeing missed field goals.
Yeah.
It's like, ladies and gentlemen, that's why they call it gambling. You know, it's just, you just don't know in sports. They should not have lost that game.
You can't predict that. You can't predict a team who, and that was a home game, right? Yeah, it was a home game.
That was the first home game.
Up by 20-something points.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, and of course, you know, and this is what I like, you know, when I talk about sports, because I try to paint whatever picture I can for listeners, because folks become myopic. I think that's the word. And they just tend to see what they see and know what they know. But, you know, when Kansas City went to Phoenix and just beat the brakes off them, I'm like, okay, they're going to have to rebound. Kyler Murray is just such an exciting player. But it was like the Raider defense was just in awe of watching him do what he's doing. You can't be a spectator on the football field.
You know, you're right. And you kind of, what I've learned now watching the Raiders for a couple seasons here, you know, based out of Las Vegas, and of course last year, we 2 years ago, we couldn't go to the games. This year, last year we were able to, and of course this year, is that they gotta find their groove. It's a new team, new coaching, and they're gonna get there. What impressed me though about the Raiders is kind of watching just a little bit of the locker room chatter, throughout the course of the week and watching how the coach is handling this. They are learning from their mistakes. They're coming together. There's not a lot of finger pointing going in. If anything, the team is coming together and saying and recognizing we can't make those mistakes. You can't fumble a ball like
that. And you got to be able to close out a game.
You got to close it out.
At home. So, okay. Yeah, okay. They play Tennessee. And fortunately, unfortunately, however you want to look at it, both teams are 0-2. Someone's going to be 0-3. This weekend, coming out of that game in Tennessee. Tennessee just got beat really bad by the Buffalo Bills.
Tennessee's going to be 0-3.
Okay, then that's what we want.
That's what we want.
We need the Raiders to get this game because I think this team, you know, and thank goodness for a 17-game schedule because I don't think they're mathematically eliminated now. Maybe under the old 14-game or 15 or 16-game schedule, but, Boz, you got to admit, they're in a tough division.
They're in the toughest division in the NFL. And they come back the following week for the second home game against the Broncos.
Yeah, they're in a tough. You got Russell Wilson. Then you got to face Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes twice.
Twice.
That's going to be tough. Well, Boz, what else is going on here?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, we are just enjoying the vibe of the market right now. We're enjoying the vibe of Las Vegas. You know, we're music festivals, right? You got Bad Bunny concert at Allegiant this weekend. We just had rock and roll 2 weeks ago. We've got comedy here. We've got music here.
You got big artists here. Doja Cat coming in.
Yeah, Doja Cat's coming in this week for the JBL Music Festival, which is a self-contained music festival on property, which we're really excited about because this property was designed for music festival. And the music festival culture is such an important part of today's world, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it really was when we were growing up as much as it is today, right? There were concerts, you know.
I mean, just people have so many options and just venues to choose from. You know, we had to go to the same place. You know, you had wrestling, football, basketball, everything in one arena.
That's right.
When we grew
up. And then
up.
Maybe there'd be a concert, some music we would go to.
Yes.
Now people, I mean, they come in dressed three different outfits for each different day for music festivals.
Yes.
So when we designed this property, we designed it for music festivals that we can contain and be. You know, we've got the event lawn that can hold, you know, 2,100. We've got Ilya that can hold 3,000.
Yes.
Those are outdoor venues. Then we have the theater that holds 4,500 inside. Then we got our small, really kind of cool, hip venues. 24 Oxford, put 750 in there.
Yes, yes.
100 in a small, really kind of speakeasy type of shag room, which is kind of a jazzy blues Chicago club. So, you know, you've got to face the music, right?
When I do my stand-up comedy over there on open mic night, you going to come over there? Because Ian and Sean, they're trying to get me to do.
Oh.
Let
me know. I'll make sure I'm a judge that night.
Oh, no, I don't need you to judge. Just cheer. I might even have, like, these guys holding up signs. Laugh now. Boz, I tell you, man, is there anything big going on that you can tell? Or you want to share what's going to be happening in the future here at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas?
Oh, man. We've got so much coming on in the way of music. We've got 8 shows in the theater in October. Everything from comedy to Latin hip-hop to rock. And we've got some great country coming in December during during the National Rodeo Finals and the Professional Bull Riders.
Yes.
There is a very large announcement we're getting ready to make.
Okay.
I apologize I can't make it.
I understand.
But
let me
just say it this way. We've got some major Southern Rock coming in. New Year's Eve and Christmas week. We've got some big rock and roll names that are coming in. You got to remember, Virgin, as much as, you know, this was hard rock, we always had rock and roll. The conversion to Virgin, remember, you know, Sir Richard Branson's start. He was the music producer for the Sex Pistols.
Yes, he was.
And 24 Oxford is named after the very first Virgin record store in London. That was the address of Virgin Records,
the very first one.
So we're all genres of music. There isn't one that we don't embrace and one that we don't offer to a very important, diverse culture. And that's what today's culture is all about. And today's travel community is representative of that culture.
And I like that. And I know when I talk with your VP of marketing, Chad Brown, we talk about the diversity that this hotel has. It's just so wonderful being here, folks. And I'm not saying that because I have to. No one has committed me to saying anything.
No.
I'm telling you my personal experience and how I discovered this place, and it's my home away from home. As a matter of fact, folks are wondering why am I still living in Texas? Because I'm here all the time.
And apparently you have a thing for LA team. So
I know. Hey, before we let you go, because I know you got a busy schedule, we got to talk about the New York Yankees and Aaron Judge, because I know you want to talk about it.
I wasn't letting you. I wasn't leaving this chair until we talked about it.
I know it.
I mean, come on, right? Did you see he almost hit 61 last night
and
against the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
It's going to happen. We know it's going to happen, right? And once he busts through 61, I mean, he's got seven games left, seven regular season gaps.
He's at 60, right?
He's at 60.
Okay, so he's tied with.
He's tied with Ruth.
Right. So he's trying to get the old Roger Maris record,
which now is which would be the Yankee record and the American League record.
Right.
He'll get there, okay. And then I think once he gets there, and he's obviously going to break it. It'll be interesting to watch him the last few games and just see how the Yankees play the last few games. When I was on your show a couple weeks back, I thought he would hit 63.
Yeah.
I'm thinking now 65.
65 is what I'm hearing.
65 is what he's tracking. But wouldn't surprise me unless they basically give him some rest and get rid of
the playoffs. And that could happen because, look, even though they have already basically clinched a spot there, did they win the pennant?
No, they clinched a playoff spot.
Okay, they clinched
spot.
A playoff spot. And look, a four-game win streak there. 8 of the last 10 they have won. And I like that they are still playing baseball. They haven't just like, okay, we're just going to sit back and wait for the playoffs, because you still got to swing the bats.
You got to keep your batting shoes on. You got to keep your hitting shoes on. Yeah. Or you can't take them off and put them in the locker room. You got to be swinging the bat. And, the pitching comes back. You know, Nestor, I love Nestor. This guy is just, it's more than watching him pitch. I love watching him field a ground ball.
Yeah.
The guy's an athlete. He's all over the field. Can I tell you, it's interesting, everybody's asking me, what do I think for the World Series? And even you and I have talked
about
that.
To get there.
Being a Yankee fan and being a lifetime Yankee fan, and they've gone to the World Series and won World Series championship more than any other, professional baseball team, I still hold my breath. You still got a very strong team in Houston. Right?
And those Guardians out of nowhere.
And you know what? Even though they are four games behind still to go in the wild card, mm-hmm. the Orioles scare me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My friend Mark, he's the producer at my KDWN studio. Love the Orioles. And we talked about them a couple of weeks ago. They are still a threat thanks to the wild card expansion.
With the wild card expansion, mm-hmm. if they mm-hmm. get in, the only thing that scares me about it is because nobody told them they're good. And it scares me when nobody talks about how good they are.
And you're just out there playing with nothing to lose. Yeah, and then what about the Astros just always seems to manhandle the Yankees for some reason. Hopefully you don't have to face them. Maybe something can happen.
Bangs them out. But
and you can get to Cleveland before
but,
you.
But we're going to have really good baseball in the postseason. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping you're going to be here.
I will be here.
Hopefully we have a chance to chat either on your show or offline about baseball. But, we talked about, I know you're a Dodger fan.
You know it.
And obviously it would be great to see as a New Yorker. As much as I'd love to see another Subway Series, I mean, Yankee Dodgers.
Oh, we'd have to sit somewhere in front of a TV. Maybe down at Betfred, just watch.
We do.
We have to watch.
I think
that
Chad
game.
Brown's already working on that because I said during postseason baseball, we got to make sure Mean Gene is up.
Yes, I want to be here. Hey, Boz, thank you so much for deciding to drop by. Because folks, look, normally I prepare for my guests. I have all of this stuff. This is all off the cuff.
Oh yeah,
because I did not have any notes written down.
If we're just two guys talking, we might as well have a beer in our hand or a burger.
When they told me, I'm like, oh, that way I got to get my notes together for Boz. She said, no, you don't. Just talk to him.
And I just want to tell everybody out there, Gene, thank you so much. I just gave you a red bat that is really kind of a token of teamwork. We give a red Louisville slugger to our team members who just represent, the hotel and the resort and Virgin Hotels Las Vegas in the best possible way. And I'm not saying to do this to you in a commercial way, but I just want to thank you for your support.
Oh, man.
The staff here, the team members here love it. They love seeing you when you're here. You're always so kind to them.
You're so kind to people.
And you're so kind to our customers. And we just wanted to welcome you to our big team.
Hey, I wish I could show everyone the bat. You'll see it on social media because I took a picture. I am so honored. And, I tell you what, though, it's just genuine because I tell you what, I've given a lot of directions here. I've even walked people to their tower, and I don't have a problem with it. And we just laugh and joke, like, well, what do you do here? Actually, I just talk sports.
And that you do. Are you seeing that guy next?
We're getting ready for Jason Bartucci, who is the general manager there of Cassie Beach, folks. We have went around and spoken to a lot of great folks here. And I think we have, what, about five or six more good spots to talk about. So today is Cassie Beach. But, hey, Boss, thank you once again, my
man. Gene, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you to you and your entire production team.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will have Jason Bartucci, the general manager of Cassie Beach here. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show from Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
Download the Captain app and travel confidently in clean, premium vehicles driven by trained professionals. Our premium fleet of luxury vehicles ensure you safely arrive at your destination in comfort and style with every ride. If you're flying into the Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas, LAS, why not get your trip started the right way with a stylish and eco-friendly ride to your destination? Our high-end Las Vegas Airport car service redefines airport transportation with our exclusive fleet of electric vehicles, town cars, limo service, and SUVs. Streamline your travel plans with a comfortable ride in a sleek Tesla model or luxury vehicle. Simply download our app, reserve your ride, and we'll be waiting for you in baggage claim before your plane even lands. Download the Captain app from the App Store or Google Play to book your private car service from LAS today. That's Captain spelled K-A-P-T-Y-N from the App Store or Google Play.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Mean Gene Show here live from the Las Vegas Virgin Hotel Casino, Las Vegas. We are once again doing our bi-weekly podcast shows here. It's always fun to come here, folks. You just heard in the first segment of the show, the CEO of Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, Richard Boss Bosworth. You didn't know he was such a sports fan, but he is. I think he likes talking sports with me because I don't know the business side of this stuff. That's his specialty here, but I do know sports, and man, we had a great time talking with Boss. So, now, one thing you need to know, too, is that we have went around and talked to quite a few folks here in Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. We had, I'm trying to get these names right, was it Chad Smith, AEG? We had him on. We had Ian McCarthy from the Shag Room. I think we had Kevin Sharp from Casa Calavera. I'm just trying to remember all these names. There's so many.
You're spot on so far.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Well, and then we had Patrick Munster. Patrick Munster, the executive chef of One Steakhouse. And I know I'm missing one because we had Night Market. I think his name was Chad Jordan.
His name is definitely Chad Jordan.
So, all right. I think that's it. But now, folks, and this is the one place I have not eaten at. And this is Cassie Beach House here. It's another location here within the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. I'm not going to tell you about it because I got the expert. I got the man here, the general manager of Cassie Beach House on the Mean Gene Show, Jason Bartucci. What's up, Jason?
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm glad to have you on the show. Welcome to the show.
I got to be honest, I'm a little disappointed. You have not eaten at Cassie Beach House yet. We are going to have to remedy that.
We have to because I love it because it just looks so elegant. It looked like a place that I just can't go in there with what I'm wearing right now. I have to bring one of my suits out here. That place is just fabulous. Tell us about it.
The good news is we are the beach house.
Oh, yeah, beach house.
That's you right. Can come in as you are.
Okay. Okay.
Shorts, bathing suits, a bikini, whatever you want to wear.
Well, I don't think I'm going to wear that bikini, but I tell you what, and you're right there by the beach.
We got a great view of the pool. We are connected to the pool deck. We do have some day beds on the pool deck, so it really, really is nice. I mean, look, we're part of the Wish You Were Here group, you know, and really our mantra is we wish you were here. And what does that really mean? You can walk in and you can think you are in somewhere on the ocean, on the Pacific Ocean, somewhere, you know, on the coast of Europe, somewhere in the south of France, wherever you want to be, that's what we are.
And I like that, and I read that on your website, but man, so you guys really just explain it, just because you have the setting, you could get to the location from inside the hotel, but you can also access it from the beach area outside, right?
Absolutely. Look, from inside the hotel, we're this little walkway, which is great. However, once you walk in that walkway, you're just opened up into this beautiful all-day beach dining experience. So we got the pool. We got a great patio. It's cooled with misters in the summer because it gets real hot out here.
Yes.
Heated in the winter. Gets a little chilly out here as well. But just one of the best outdoor dining experiences you can find in the city.
So how, just take a, give us a little history of Cassie Beach and its origination.
Well, Nick Mathers, our owner, he loved to be, you know, on the coast of Europe. In particular, he named it after one of the Greek islands. And his view, his vision has always been, I want to go to a place where I can hang out all day, have fun all day, have great food, great cocktails, great service, in a really fun and great environment, right? And so what we really want to do is just allow you to come out and make you think you're just on a coast somewhere where you can just sit all day and enjoy yourself and relax. It's really what we are.
And before you even told me, or before I even found out about the Italian theme there, I mean, I got that feeling because, you know, of all the places that I've been here, and there's wonderful places here, but walking by there, I'm like, wow, I just feel like I walked into just, you know, and I used to be stationed in Europe, you know, when I was in the Army, but it just, for a minute, you just close your eyes. If someone brought you in here blindfold and you went and they took you there, you would swear that you're in Italy.
You would have no idea where you were unless someone told you. And that's really the goal, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we do brunch 7 days a week. And one of the reasons that we talked about that and we went with that was we said, look, it could be a Tuesday, but you can be on vacation. So your Tuesday is your Saturday or your Tuesday is your Sunday. And what we really wanted you to do is just be, hey, I'm going to relax. I'm going to have some fun. Doesn't matter what the day of the week is. And that's really, really what we want. You know, have no idea that you're in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, look, it's a great hangout for people that are coming to Vegas because they get a little bit of a Vegas experience, but it's a different Vegas experience. Mm-hmm. And it's great for us locals, too. You know, we want a different experience. We don't always want to know that we're in Vegas.
Right. No, and I get it. I totally get that. And you guys do such a great job. So how about the hours of operation? So when can folks, I think the people here in Las Vegas, they probably know your hours, but what about my listeners, folks on the East Coast, folks from down south? If they come to Vegas, Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas, when do they go to your place? When is it open?
So we're open 7 days a week starting at 11 a.m. We close 11 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're open till midnight. So you guys can come on that. We serve brunch until 3, and then we switch over to our dinner menu.
Beach House, sort of, or is it? Okay, so Beach House, to me...
I gotta cut you off here, though.
Oh.
I mean, Gene.
Uh-oh.
So you said you've never been, and so this is one of my best friends, Mark, here. So we just decided that we were gonna have a cocktail because
I have to ask my boss if I can have one on the. She's right behind me.
I said it's fine. Don't worry about it. We're good. Oh. So this is our Cassie, by the way.
Oh my goodness!
Made with tequila, a little spicy watermelon margarita. Okay. It's our namesake.
Oh my goodness! Now we are on camera. And
don't tell Boz.
You know my father's a preacher, but no. Oh my! This is nice. Oh my goodness!
So this is our signature cocktail. It's what we call a pick your poison. So you can do it with tequila, rum, gin,
this is nice.
Vodka. You know, pretty much any spirit. You name it, we'll throw it in there.
Wow! So, before you stunt me there. I was going to talk about the Beach House and some of the parties that you guys have there and some of the big names that have appeared at Cassie Beach House. Tell us about it.
Yeah, look, so every Wednesday night we have what we call our Cassie House Party. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a little bit of a modified version of what you'd find in one of the mega clubs here, right? But we still want to have people to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And so after 9 o'clock, we do half-price pastas, and we do half-price select specialty cocktails every week. And we have some great DJs. And, you know, some great local DJs. And what we really do is try to create that experience that if you're at, you know, the best parties, regardless of what it is, at least for me, have always been at someone's house, whether my house,
absolutely,
someone else's,
absolutely,
house. Look, we have a patio, we got a dining room, we got music playing, and people just want to have a great time. And so, you know, that for us is our biggest party. And then we also do a fantastic Saturday and Sunday brunch where we pack the house. We, again, we got DJs playing. And it's just one of those places where it's the beach house, remember, right?
Exactly,
you just
want to
hang out by the pool. That's what you're doing. You're enjoying yourself. You can have conversations with friends, and you're having fantastic cocktails, and you're having great food.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, when the show's over, when you guys doing your show, Mr. Picks, I'm going to enjoy my drink here. This is wonderful stuff here. So I have heard now you've had some big names. I'm talking about like some Shaquille O'Neal type names out here doing some things. And I remember Snoop Dogg was here on Father's Day.
Snoop Dogg was here three times with us this year over at Elia.
Okay.
So at our beach club, which, you know.
Now, is that connected with?
It was not connected. However, we were the ones that got to hang out and play, basically, right?
There
so
you
we
go.
Were the
there
ones that
go.
got to throw the parties
okay,
together.
Got
so
you.
It was
got
a lot
you.
Of fun with our partners there. So, yeah, look, we've had Snoop a few times. We had Chance the Rapper. We've actually had J. Cole a couple times. So
okay.
Following the Latin music scene. You know, and then we've also had some other, you know, lower key, Lane 8s, Elder Brooks, some really, really, really fantastic artists.
Okay.
We even did a little Blanco Brown. We threw a little
music
in there.
Here.
I won't tell anybody. That was probably my absolute favorite show.
That guy.
Favorite. Absolutely favorite.
Really?
And I'm a Snoop Dogg fan. Just so I'm saying.
Blanco Brown
was absolutely fantastic.
Blanco Brown is good.
He was fantastic.
I love his music. His videos are just so funny, entertaining, but it's good music.
Oh, it's fantastic. And
yes.
He's so talented.
He is. He really is.
So talented. He while he was warming up, it was about 10 a.m., and he started warming up, and I was just hanging out with him, and all of a sudden he started rapping and beatboxing and singing. And, I mean, there was like an entire private concert,
and
I was
can
like,
sing.
This is fantastic.
Wow. Some of the things that happen here at Virgin Hotels, folks, you have to get here, 4455 Paradise Road. There are a ton of folks getting ready to check in here and start their wonderful weekend. And I told Boz, I said, Boz, these folks don't even know the experience they're about to have here over the next couple of days, however long they're going to be here. But, you know, some of these folks, you're going to see them over at Cassidy Beach.
I hope we do. I hope we do. And you're absolutely right. Listen, it's a great experience. The rooms here are fantastic. I'm a staycation guy.
Okay.
And this is my hotel,
you know,
that I go to. Not because I work here.
Right.
I go here because it just makes sense. The rooms are fantastic. The environment's fantastic. The casino's fantastic. Again, everything about it is fantastic.
Everything is. And I remember the first time, and I shared this with everyone, Jason, is that, you know, I was in awe of just walking around. But, man, when I got to my room, I'm like, what is this? Did they give me the wrong room? I wanted to come all the way down. He said, no, I don't think I deserve that room that you gave me.
They're great.
They are. And if you're fortunate and get a room with a good view, oh, my goodness, especially the one overlooking Casa Beach House and the beach.
The pool deck
and
is
the
fantastic.
Pool deck.
Just,
let me tell you, you're talking about staycation. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I have to go home every so often, because if not, they would have to kick me out of here anyway. So let's talk about – I put up the menu, and of course the cocktails was the first thing that popped up here, and by that time you had one already here. So let's talk about the menu. What are some of the things? So you have brunch. Let's talk about brunch. What can we find? What can we order? What can we have at brunch at Casa Beach House?
Look, you can do a variety of things. So we let's start with our pizzas and pastas. We make all our own dough in-house. So we ferment the dough for 3 days. We have a great, fantastic oven that we're cooking the pizzas in. Some of the best pizzas in the city. Again, we're making all our own doughs in-house. We make all our own pastas in-house.
Oh, wow.
So fantastic, fantastic pastas. We are coastal Italian, so we
we
don't use a ton of red sauce. This isn't like, you know, that southern red sauce Italian. This is a little bit more coastal.
Okay.
A little bit lighter flavors. You know, listen, for pizzas or pasta, pick one. They're all fantastic, right?
Okay.
For brunch, I'm simple. I like steak and eggs. So
steak and
eggs.
You can't go wrong with that.
You just can't. But we have steak and eggs. We have avocado toast. You know, we have green eggs. So if you want to be a little bit healthier.
Okay. I have to try that.
Definitely do. The calamari are good. However, if you like fried food,
okay,
our mozzarella sticks. I know they're mozzarella sticks, and you're like, really?
Oh, well, you can walk them off here, inside the hotel.
But we make our own mozzarella.
Really?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, you're making me feel bad because I haven't eaten there, and after getting the drink here, I think I definitely need to get in there and have me something.
We're actually a little fully committed tonight, me and Gina. I don't know if I can squeeze you in.
Oh, well, yeah, on a Friday night, I'm sure. Yeah, I know you are.
I'm sure we'll find
you
table somewhere,
until Monday,
though.
Oh, see, okay. That's the thing.
Not tonight, but I'm here till Monday. You're going to squeeze me in some point.
Yeah, I'm definitely. So what about the dinner menu?
Dinner menu is slightly different. Our mainstays are still there.
Gotta try this again.
but we have a great chicken, salmon. We have a giant 32-ounce tomahawk ribeye on there. Truffle pizza, truffle pasta. A lot of those flavors, we do a lot of stuff family style, right? So we want people to come in, pick, eat, share, drink. Dinner for us, or brunch for us, is, it's like I went back to, it's like we're at someone's house. You're at our house. We want this to be fun. We most people, when they eat, foods go down in the middle of the table and everyone enjoys.
Okay.
That's really what we're doing here. We have a great bronzino if you're a fan of fish.
Oh, I am.
I am.
I am indeed.
Our mezze plate, I think they would kill me if I didn't talk about it.
Okay.
So what we do is we take the pizza dough, we throw that in the oven, it poofs up into a great looking bread, and we serve that with a white bean dip, a whipped ricotta dip, as well as a whipped eggplant dip.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Really?
If you've never had it. You're looking at me going. When I put it on your table, you're gonna be like, I want two more.
Really?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Does it go good with a chicken Alfredo?
It goes good with anything.
Oh, wow.
It goes good with anything.
Whew. I tell you what, this is why when I leave here, I usually have 5 pounds that I'm taking back with me. And I'm glad the airlines
Did you not see the gym? It's just over in Ruby Tower.
Yeah, it's just getting up and
it's
getting
just getting
there.
Up there.
Look, here, first of all, you're going to feed me. Then you're going to give me these drinks, so I'm supposed to get up and go to the gym.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Just come lay by the pool with us at Cassie
all day.
Yeah,
there you go. That sounds more
like
it.
There we go.
So, oh, my goodness. And, another thing. So me and Boz was talking about sports. Are you a sports fan?
I'm a Knights fan.
Okay, we were talking about the Knights, and we were talking about, so you are aware about the Aces winning the championship, right?
Of course. I'm very aware, yes, sir.
So we talked about that. So me and Boz talked about how one of the things I always like to know from you guys is that how has the success of sports here in Vegas, how does that help your restaurant? Because you have TVs there, right?
You can come and watch one of the games with us. We find that on Sunday. We find that during March Madness. We find that during the Knights games.
Okay.
The Knights games are on because I'm like.
Well, yeah,
them.
You're gonna make sure.
The Knights games are on because I'm a hockey guy, right?
Okay.
But yeah, look, 100%. What we've found as well. What's always great is after the concerts or after the sports or after the events. What we find is that we become a hangout.
Okay.
Right. So we got some great late night cocktails. Our food's easy to eat.
Okay.
So you leave the arena and you want a place to go, and you're gonna get on your way home. We're a 5-minute drive, right? From T-Mobile Arena. So for us, we find ourselves before the games, after the games.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to watch the games, we do have the ability. You can sit at the bar and watch a game, or you can sit at one of our private cabanas with your own TV.
Yeah. Oh. Really?
Oh yeah.
You said, in the winter, you got the heaters.
Oh, we got heaters. And toasty.
I really need to get over there.
Absolutely.
Because there's just so much to do here, and this is why the hotel has been so wonderful, and making sure that I get people here to explain what Virgin Hotels Las Vegas have to offer, and I cannot wait to go hang out at Cassie Beach. And I said that right, Cassie, right?
Cassie Beach. Yes,
so
sir.
We have a commercial that we did for your restaurant and a couple of others. And as soon as the hotel gives us the green light on it, we're going to air it on my KDWN show.
All right.
Which, By the way, that's every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm on KDWN, one of the top talk stations here in Vegas, in addition to what we do here. But Jason, man, this has been great. You're making me feel bad because I have not been here yet.
And, then this was a successful conversation.
Oh, this was indeed.
I was going full guilt as much as I could today.
Oh, yeah, you did well.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, you did well. And, oh, my goodness, I can't wait to get over there because I didn't know that. I mean, it's just because it just looks so summerish, you know, to where you could just go do the summer thing. But you have assured me that I could come there in the fall and winter and have just as good of a time.
100%. But I mean, think of it. You know, look, you're in New York. It's blistering cold. It's mm-hmm. got 6 feet of snow. Mm-hmm. And you end up coming to Vegas and you kind of want to feel a little bit like you're not in the snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Come put your feet up at Cassie. You would never know the difference.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
At that point, 6 feet of snow in New York, 70 degrees in Vegas. You can put your feet up, put your bathing suit on. Relax.
You can relax.
Absolutely.
So when I come in there, I'm going to be looking for you, Jason.
I look forward to it, sir.
All right, folks. Hey, this has just been great here. Jason Bartucci. Did I get that right, Bartucci?
Yes, sir.
General Manager, Cassie Beach House, inside Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, a very, very trendy, popular spot. Anything you want, you're going to get out of it. Entertainment, food, sports, you name it, you're going to get it all. So, hey, once again, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks. So this is basically going to wrap up the Mean Gene Show. We got to get ready for the Sports Kings, and we'll be talking a little bit of NBA and FL, MLB, all of that great stuff. And our great friend from CBS Sports, Brian DiArdo, is going to join us here. No Dustin Pfeiffer today, so we have Jacob Meadows going to join me today on the Sports King Show. So we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks on Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. And hey, hope you enjoyed the Mean Gene Show. We'll see you next week.